Attending Friday's ceremony will be 72-year-old Verlin Miller. He worked at the Badger Army Ammo Plant for 26 years. Initially, he opposed its closing, but says it's time to reclaim the land for other uses.
Decisions have been made, so my attitude is let's move forward and get it done.
As he and others look ahead, Miller still has an eye for the past. He now heads a volunteer group recording the plant's history.
The land acquisition displaced 80 farm families, and in the 68-plus year history of the plant, over 50,000 people have worked out here.
Dismantling the site has cost $120 million the past 5 years, according to Joan Kenny. She's the Army's contracting representative. She says the largest buildings with the most residual chemicals still need to be taken down. The Army provides soil and groundwater samples to the DNR, and Kenny says the Army will be responsible for cleanup even after it turns over the land.
The land will be clean, as far as we can tell, and acceptable to the DNR and EPA cleanup standards.
Some of the 7,200 acres in the Baraboo area has already changed hands. Portions of land will be used for dairy research, bison grazing, and an upgrade of State Highway 78. The Department of Natural Resources gets the largest chunk, which will connect Devil's Lake State Park and the Wisconsin River. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.